DNC votes to remove David Hogg as vice chair, redo elections. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 11, 2025. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, moved forward with a vote to remove gun control activist and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting survivor David Hogg as vice chair. In a 294-99 vote, the DNC voted to remove Hogg and Pennsylvania State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, D, as co-vice chairman of the DNC, and to redo the elections for vice chair, Axios reported. Per the outlet, Hogg and Kenyatta will now face off for a single vice chair position in an election that will span from Thursday to Saturday. A group of female DNC officials who previously ran for DNC vice chair roles, along with whoever loses between Hogg and Kenyatta, will be eligible to run for the remaining role from Sunday to next Tuesday. The vote to undo the election results and remove Hogg as vice chair comes after the DNC's Credentials Committee voted in May to void election results from February, in which Hogg and Kenyatta were elected to serve a co-vice chairman. The vote in May came as Hogg was reported to be planning to spend millions funding primary candidates against ineffective members of Congress. The vote from the DNC's Credentials Committee came after Kaylin Free, one of the candidates who was running to be vice chair, issued a complaint and explained that the DNC had wrongly combined two separate questions into a single vote, which put female candidates at a disadvantage, the New York Times reported at the time. The DNC chairman has previously encouraged Hogg to either remain neutral in politics or to step down from his role as vice chairman, noting that party officers have to be fair stewards of a process that invites every Democrat to the table, Politico reported. Party officers have one job, to be fair stewards of a process that invites every Democrat to the table, regardless of personal views or allegiances, Martin said.